And indeed, very happy to have joining us right now the new baseball coach at San Diego State University. And where would this show be without baseball at San Diego State University, Tony?
Tell me about it.
I mean, both you and I cut our teeth here in this program, and now Sean Cole gets set to take it over and start it tonight against the Portland Pilots. Sean, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, and it's always good to be in company of two former Aztecs.
Yeah, we love this program, and we love Aztec baseball, obviously. And I was there before Tony was there, so yeah. I mean that's okay. Where you're talking
a little bit before.
Yeah, I played with Tony's dad. Oh my God, let's start with that, because you know you walk out on that field and you know it's Tony Gwynn Stadium, and you got Steven Strasburg up there and Tony and Travis Lee and Coach Dietz. And I mean, this program has a great tradition, and I imagine this is something you're excited about trying to continue and improve upon.
Absolutely. I actually was just on the field earlier, and they repainted all the TG logos out there, and it looks great. Every day I go into Tony Gwynn Stadium, I feel fortunate to have this job and be a part of this program because of the rich history and tradition. You know, I'm getting text messages all day. Buddy Black just hit me up recently, and Strasburg this morning. It's a rich history, and it's something we've explained to the team, and it's definitely something we got to carry forward.
Sean, in the short stint of time you've been the head coach here at San Diego State, you've, in my opinion, you've done a tremendous job of kind of re-engaging with some of the alum of the past and trying to connect that tissue to this new generation of Aztec. Just talk about your kind of idea behind that and how has the progress gone?
Well, I'll piggyback off the first question you asked me, or that you presented with the rich history. That was something I recognized when I first got here 2 years ago as the pitching coach. And I felt that was something of extreme value to continue to have those connection points and make it stronger moving forward since I've taken over the program. I just think there's so much tradition, history, people that have moved on, whether it's having great professional baseball careers or moving into other facets and areas that can be beneficial for our players to hear about and how they can succeed in other areas beyond baseball. Because let's just be realistic. There's probably a small percentage of guys that will move on from this roster and be Steven Strasburg or Tony Gwynn or on and on and on, a major league player. They're going to go on and become great professionals in other areas of life. So to have people with real life experience to come back and connect with our guys is invaluable.
Sean Cole is a new baseball coach at San Diego State. We're glad to have him on the program. They open their season tonight out at Tony Gwynn Stadium against the University of Portland. And Sean, look at this baseball team a little bit and taking it over. Where do you think it was? Where do you think it is? And where do you think it's going?
I'll answer that question in about 3 weeks. I think it's in a good place. I really do. Our strength the last couple of years has been pitching, and we're going to continue to try to maintain that on the hill. I've preached to our team, you know, defense needs to be our backbone. If we're going to go deep in the postseason, we really got to play catch and make the routine plays consistently, and the great plays will show up. So that's something we've definitely been striving for, is to improve in that area. Offensively, traditionally, San Diego State's always been good offensively, so it's been a little bit of a head-scratcher the last couple of years why we've been down, but I really expect to see improvement in those areas also. The coaching staff, Coach Tarasco, Coach McDougal, and Coach Foxcroft have all done a tremendous job getting our offense to a good place. So if we can get off to a good start tonight, I'm sure that'll lead to more consistent play.
Sean Cole joins us here on Gwynn and Chris, San Diego State's head baseball coach. And Sean, you mentioned starting the season off here against Portland. You got a team that is a mix of young and some returning guys. Where do you think the strong suit of this ball club is this year?
That's a good question. I think across the board with what I've seen so far, we have balance in all three spaces, offensively, defensively, and on the mound. Like I said just a little while ago, on paper, obviously our strong suit is pitching right now. We're trending to have our third conference pitcher of the year, and the last 2 years, we've led the Mountain West and been top 25 in the country in a lot of pitching categories. So that needs to continue to be the strength, but we're really preaching balance. In order to win a lot of games, you got to have balance. You got to play catch on defense, put the ball in play on offense, and fill up the strike zone on the mound.
To me, Sean, college baseball is as good, as great as it's ever been. And, you know, I go back to when I played, when Tony played. Not everybody played college baseball as a way to get to the major leagues. You know, guys would sign, they'd go right into the minor. And now it's almost, you know, automatic that if you want a big league career, you got to play some good college baseball somewhere. The sport's in a good place. You know, what do you think about college baseball as a growing field for young players?
I agree with you. It's probably in the best space that it's been since I've been in college. You know, more TV viewership, there's more interest, more excitement around the game. More players are showing up in college. They're seeing it as a better avenue to shorten that time in the minor leagues to get to the big leagues. I think the restructuring of the draft and also reducing some of the teams in the minor leagues has also had a big impact on that decision to go to school. So I think it's great for the game. I want to continue to see it grow, especially all throughout the country. Right now, the SEC, I think, has taken a step forward in front of everybody, but it's for us on the West Coast and other parts of the country to catch up, and I think that's going to happen and just make the game strong across the board.
Talk a little bit about your background, Sean. I mean, you are kind of, I feel like, kind of the new age coach coming in and has some professional experience, has dabbed a little bit in different areas in the college level. You mentioned you had you were a pitching coach here for 2 years prior to getting the head coaching job. How do you think that helps and not only helps with the players and development, but being able to put together coaching staffs and things of that nature?
Sure. I started – really, my first job in baseball, I was an intern for the Seattle Mariners in baseball operations. And then I transitioned over to the college side at a junior college. And then went to the University of Arizona as a young coach and got to cut my teeth and learn under a legend, Andy Lopez, and be a part of a national championship, which was a great experience. And then I transitioned to become the director for the 18U national team, which really opened up my eyes to international baseball. So you get to see Cuba, you get to see Japan, the way they go about their business. And then circling back to college, it just gives me a different lens and perspective to be able to talk to these student athletes about, hey, this is what it looks like at the next level. Because after USA Baseball, I went to the San Diego Padres and I was involved in scouting and player development. So to be able to speak firsthand, hey, this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
This is what your days are going to look like. I think it's invaluable. And then it definitely expanded my network. That was one of the reasons why I was able to hire Tony Tarasco. We worked together with the Padres and have a guy on staff that played in the big leagues for 9 years and has been a first or third base coach at the major league level. That just adds more validity when coaches are out there speaking about player development or things they need to do, routines on and off the field, and what it really truly looks like. So it's grown me tremendously to dabble on the pro side and be on the international side, and I think it's made me a better coach coming back to the college game.
San Diego State baseball gets started tonight against Portland. Coach, I saw the preseason predictions, and that's always fun to clip out and put up in a locker room, especially since they have you guys fourth. I know you guys want to prove that wrong. Give us a couple of players that we can keep an eye on. I know you have some returning all-conference type guys.
Yep. Definitely gave us some motivational material to hang up in the locker room. It's laminated, and there's some notes written on there. And so it's good. It's a gift that was given to us. But, you know, we have some key guys that are returning. Xavier Gonzalez, who's arguably the best shortstop in the conference, and his bat has really excelled in the last couple of months. So if he's able to impact the game on both sides, I think that's going to be valuable. On the mound, we have some experience tonight. Chris Canada, he's been our Saturday guy. He was our Sunday guy as a freshman. Omar Serrano is another experienced junior. Last year was our Sunday guy. And then Xavier Cardenas, who is probably right now our highest level prospect. He's throwing on Sundays. He's a sophomore, and he can run it up there 90, 95 to 98. So I'm sure he's going to get a lot of attention this year. And then we also have Jaden Berkovich, who's closing for us, who's a redshirt senior, if I remember right, with all the COVID rosters and changes. Right. Sometimes I feel like these guys have been here for 10 years. yeah, so, you know, and we have some freshmen that are exciting. Finley Bates is going to get an opportunity to play second base tonight. Josh Quesada, a kid from Florida, left-handed bat, he's going to be in the DH spot. And then Colby Turner is going to start at third base. And then a local San Diego product from Madison High School, Jake Jackson, is going to be in left field. So they're going to bring some energy and excitement and hopefully push some of those older guys. And then you have really good, solid defense with Irv Weems and Montoya, who are older guys that are running around in center field and right field.
Well, Sean, we wish you the best of luck. Tony and I will be supporting as best we can. Unfortunately, you know, I certainly can't contribute on the field any longer. Tony could probably still run down a few fly balls for you if really need be. But, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on you guys. We wish you nothing but the best. Keep the Aztec baseball program strong. And congratulations on the new gig and best of luck.
Thank you, guys, and go Aztecs.